You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The big, the wealthy, the real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. They're irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shit jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this f***ing place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich who don't give a about them. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. And, you know, a long time ago, I thought that, I thought maybe Carlin was a little paranoid and over the top with some of his assessments. Not anymore.
Right.
And early on in my radio career here, used to get calls from a guy named Willie. Mm-hmm. And he was like that. And he was just Debbie Downer to me.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh man, you know, just get some faith, you know. Nope.
It's all
these guys were right.
It's all come true. Carlin.
Yeah. This is exactly the way it is, and it is
and that was
pretty
was,
obvious to everybody at this point.
That's like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
George Carlin died in 2008. So, and that was a few years before he died.
Right.
Yeah. It's amazing how true that is.
And, you know, we heard Jamie Raskin, you know, he had a lot of people around him, and I think these are also protesters, not just politicians.
Right.
And they were worried that the government is now being taken over from the outside in. Elon is there taking over the government.
Yeah.
He's got all the information. He's got the entire treasury under his control at this point. Somebody who doesn't never was vented by the Senate.
And they're just bypassing the Congress, even though they own, they have the Congress too. They're just, you know, barging into these places and taking over, taking their computer service and servers, and letting people know they can quit or be fired. It's crazy.
And
getting
Matt,
some texts.
And Matt
here.
Middleton said saw that there have been a lot of protests already. The media seems to be ignoring all of these protests. Thank gosh we still have YouTube to present some of these protests that we can watch and from the outside. But there are protests scheduled for the area, I understand. Sam mentioned something about tomorrow.
Yeah.
I thought there was another one on Friday starting at noon, but is
we're looking into it.
So there's not a lot of details that I have found yet because I just saw everything about it this morning. You guys mentioned, I think, last week sometime, that there was sort of a grassroots, not very centrally organized thing happening at all 50 state capitals on Wednesday the 5th, which is tomorrow.
Yeah, one of our callers had mentioned this, actually.
Yeah. And it's all based around a subreddit where there's like guidelines of what we want the protests to look like. But again, it's not really centrally organized. The subreddit is 50501. I don't know what that number stands for, essentially they're organizing protests against Project 2025 and against Trump and Musk. That's pretty much the big things that it's all centralized around.
Well, this could be the end result of what Trump is doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we might see protesters coming out there. My MAGA friend in Milwaukee is unaffected by any of this. In fact, he supports all of it. He sees nothing wrong with doing any of it. All of it. Things that are illegal, you know, he should be worried about. But he's
sounds like Senator John.
He's okay with it.
Kennedy from Louisiana.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, if you care, don't, you know.
Get used to
it. Get used to it. Really?
What is it going to take for them to care?
Nothing.
What are they going
to
care about?
They're just willing to give it all over to Elon.
Yeah, they're off the deep end. And this is a philosophy that is running through the government at this time, at least through the Trump administration. All the people that he's putting in place believe in this one philosophy, and I'm going to get into it right now.
Okay.
Right?
You can text us or call us, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. Or just get on the Civic Media app. You can also call directly from the app or text. Okay?
And also, text us or give us a call about a protest that you're aware of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give us a hint on that.
Yeah.
It's not well organized yet, but soon. Well, this is all happening so quickly.
Well, that's it.
And that's the point.
That is the point, yes.
There are anti-democracy and pro-Trump groups out there now, and there are two people that are important to this movement. Philosopher Curtis Yarvin and blogger Michael Anton. They're pushing an autocratic takeover of the U.S. called the Dark Enlightenment. Very, very, very happy group, I understand.
the Dark Enlightenment. Okay.
Michael Anton was appointed by Trump last week to work as a senior official under Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
Okay.
All right. And he also, I believe, has another job in the government. Michael Anton's outline of topics for Dark Enlightenment include the universities have become evil, our economy is fake, the people are corrupt. Our civilization has lost the will to live. Those are just some of the topics.
Okay.
His book called The Stakes defined Caesarism. It's spelled Caesarism, but it's really Caesarism as a form of one-man rule halfway between monarchy and tyranny. Caesarism implements authoritarian one-man rule partially legitimized by necessity. That is, the breakdown of republic, which is happening right now before our eyes, constitutional rule, which, you know, is going out the window, means a nation no longer is capable of ruling itself, as we have for the last many centuries, but yet must be ruled. So how do you do that? You put a dictator in place, basically. Curtis Yarvin is the other guy, the philosopher. He taught J.D. Vance well. Here's J.D. Vance repeating some of the Yarvin philosophy. Let's check this out. Listen.
Republicans, conservatives, we're still terrified of wielding power, of actually doing the job that the people sent us here to do. We've got to get comfortable with wielding power. If you're not recognizing in this moment how crazy things have gotten and how outside the box we need to think, then I think you're ultimately not really serious about taking back the country. And yeah, look, I agree. We are in a late Republican period. If we're going to push back against it, we have to get pretty wild and pretty far out there and go in directions that a lot of conservatives right now are uncomfortable with.
When he says we're in a late Republican period, he's not talking about the Republican Party. He's talking about we're in a late period of us as a republic. Like the American Constitutional Republic is ending because it's time for something new.
Almost the thing that you need to do, step one in the process, is to totally replace, like rip out like a tumor, the current American leadership class, and then reinstall some sense of American, you know, political religion.
Rip it out like a tumor. Rip it out like a tumor. He said, whatever it is we've had in this country, rip it out like a tumor.
That's right. Vance also said this, the task of conservatives right now is to preserve as much as we can preserve. And then when the inevitable collapse comes, you build back the country in a way that's actually better. Here's Rachel Maddow's take on Curtis Yarvin, and she will clarify, by the way, some of this audio, which is difficult to hear. But listen to this. This is Cut 169.
The other thing about getting rid of your government is you can't just say, well, the limits of the government are the limits of the formal government. You have to say, well, what is the system actually? And it includes a lot of things that are called NGOs, things that are called universities, things that are funded by the state. It's a very, very large system, and it all needs to be destroyed.
NGOs, universities, things that are funded by the state. It's a large system, and it all needs to be destroyed. Because we need to, in his words, delete the government, delete the whole system, including nonprofits, including universities, including everything the government funds. We need to destroy all of it. And why would you do that? What would you want to replace it with?
You need a CEO, and a national CEO is what's called a dictator. It's the same thing. There's no difference between a CEO and a dictator. If Americans want to change their government, they're going to have to get over their dictator phobia.
Americans are going to have to get over their dictator phobia.
You need a CEO, and a national CEO is what's called a dictator. If Americans want to change their government, they're going to have to get over their dictator phobia.
Americans need to get over their dictator phobia. This is the philosopher, right, of this milieu from which we got J.D. Vance. This is the philosophy that drives the eccentric right-wing tech billionaire class that has ascended, that is effectively the defining feature and driving force of Trump's second term. That is where they got J.D. Vance from.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Mark out in Prairie du Sac says the founders warned of new cessors and despots.
Caesars. Yes. Right. Yes. And we'll have more on this. First, want to mention John and Gordy's morning show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check them out on Madison's east side or west side or go to verlo.com. Coming up next, we're going to find out about frozen assets. What is it all about?
All right.
A big festival happening. Coming up.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX. Thanks, Sam. You're making me talk over one of my favorite songs. This is John and Gordy in the morning. Hey, before we get to our next segment here, I want to ask Dick and Joe to both call us at about 35, if you can, in the next segment, because that's where we have a whole bunch of extra stuff we're going to play, and we'd love to hear from you. So please give us a call back at that time.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Very good. At this time, we're going to check in with Brittany Merlot about weather and find out what's happening there. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing? You freezing down there?
It's a little colder than the last few days. Yeah, it's pretty chilly. How about you?
It's not too bad. Not too bad. I mean, what? We're sitting at 10 below here, feeling like with the wind chill into Wausau, I think you're feeling like 4 degrees. So a little better. A little bit better.
All right. So it's colder up there. You have a lot of snow. How much snow did you eventually get up in Wausau?
We got 4 inches of fresh snowfall. It's beautiful out here, and we're excited for the next batch to get those ski trails open.
Yep.
Now, the downhill skiing is open, but a lot of people like to cross-country ski here as well.
All right.
So do we have more snow on the way? Anything coming our way in the next few days?
We do. So tomorrow night, there is another system lifting out of Illinois, pushing through the state. And what it's going to do is bring a wintry mix of snow and freezing rain to the Madison area. So that moves in tomorrow evening, probably after 7 o'clock or so, through the overnight, and it should be gone by Thursday morning. So not too much of a pain in the butt, since it's coming after our rush hour traffic. So that's good news.
And how much accumulation with any of that?
What are we looking at?
Honestly, you guys are going to see a lot more of the ice potential. So you could see a tenth of an inch of ice, or probably less than an inch of snowfall.
All right.
Okay.
Then bring out our ice scrapers for the sidewalks and driveways.
Yes.
All right.
Now, Brittany, hang on with us, because we're about to find out about the Frozen Assets Festival.
Right.
And we're talking with Caitlin McClavey. Caitlin, good to have you with us.
Yeah, yes. Thank you for having me this morning.
So you've got a little forecast there from Brittany. So it looks like we might get a little bit of snow, and maybe that'll be
and ice.
Yeah, and ice too. So
yeah.
Just in time for the Frozen Assets Festival, which takes place when?
It takes place this Saturday, February 8th. But I will add that we've got stuff going on all week leading up to Saturday.
Oh.
A couple of fun things. So we've got Skate for the Lakes every night at the Edgewater, which is where the festival is held. But also this year, which is really exciting, we've partnered with the World Championships for Ice and Snow Sailing. And so they all arrive, people from around the world and around the country coming to compete for the World Championships. And so they've been out there. I saw them out on Friday and yesterday. So we've got that going on throughout the whole week leading up to the big festival this Saturday.
How's the ice in the lakes? Is it good at this point?
Yeah, lots of ice on the lake. Excellent.
Brittany, have you ever done any snow sailing? I bet you have.
I want to so bad.
Well, come
I just
on
saw
down.
One of those the other day. I'm going to have to. They go so fast, too.
Yeah.
It's really dangerous, and you could get killed.
I was going to say, what about those ice heaps? I could imagine just hitting one of those and catapulting off.
Yeah, they have those ice sheets, where the ice kind of crushes together, right?
Yeah, that's what worried me.
But luckily out there where we're right off of the Edgewater, it's looking really smooth right now.
Okay. Excellent. Great.
Good. So
perfect.
Give us the overview of what else is happening over the next few days and for the weekend.
Yeah, for sure. So like I said, throughout the week, we've got some little things planned, and people can go out kind of with less of a crowd to experience this ice sailing. Like I said, they can go over 60 miles an hour, which is a lot of speed that they're picking up on our lakes.
You're kidding me.
The conditions are really good right now because it's all ice and no snow. They're cruising up there.
You're just killing Brittany. She just wants to, act dangerously.
I'll tell Brittany that we're doing we have opportunities for people to demo all of the equipment.
If you're
curious and looking to get into the sport or try something new, we have opportunities for people to try it out, because I'm sure a lot of people won't have experienced it or heard of it until they get out there and see these people doing these crazy stunts.
I'm sure you want to give it a go, John.
No.
60 miles an hour.
Oh, come on. Can we both do it?
I love driving fast, but I'm not sure about ice.
But on Saturday, February 8th, for the actual festival, we got a lot of fun things planned. A little bit more low-key than the ice sailing is our 5K that we have, and so that goes from the Edgewater, and they run along the shore out to Picnic Point. People can run, walk, bring their kids, stroller, bring their dogs, as long as they get cleaned up after and are friendly enough to be around people. We're also encouraging people, because we have just total ice out there, it's a huge ice rink basically, and so to bring their skates along if they're looking to do a 5K with their ice skates. Otherwise, lots of fun like science demonstrations and outreach booths, free hot chocolate for everyone, ice skating at the Edgewater rink.
What kind of science? What?
Yeah, so we've got a lot of our friends from the Center for Limnology coming out to talk about just different lake ecology, lake dynamics, whether in summer season, spring, fall, or obviously in the winter here. We've got our partners at UW Physics coming, and they talk about things that are colder than ice. And then we also have friends from Ice Cube, which is another university group, that they look at space neutrinos and space dust, and they have a really cool facility in the Arctic that they use to measure things beyond me.
Is Clean Lakes Alliance in this as well? Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yep. Yes. I should start with that. So Frozen Assets, put on by Clean Lakes Alliance. We're a group that's been around for about 15 years, the greater Madison area, that deals with the water quality of the Ahara chain of lakes.
You mentioned the Edgewater Rink. They have a, where is that?
Yeah, so right in the plaza, so right off of the hotel, they have an actual ice rink, a little bit more low-key. So if the ice is a little spooky to you actually out on the lake, there's an opportunity for you to use their ice rink that's on land.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Free rentals on Saturday.
Kid-friendly.
Yes, yes. The whole festival is free and open to the public. Very family-friendly. Said you can bring your dog with you as well. We get a lot of questions about that coming out onto the ice. It's basically a chance for people to come out and enjoy our lakes in a new way, because oftentimes in the winter, they're neglected and kind of maybe overlooked. They get a lot of attention in the summer months. But our lakes are doing really cool things for us all year round. So it's a great chance for us to celebrate that.
Excellent. Okay.
Brittany, you going to come down? Come on.
Oh, 100%. This sounds like an amazing event right up my alley.
Okay.
I love it. But I do recommend getting some yak tracks or something. If you are going to go out for the first time ever on ice, it's slippery, right? And you don't want to fall. So
yak tracks?
100%.
Yak
tracks.
You mean the things you strap on your shoes?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Ice cleats. Yep. Yeah. Anybody that's planning to come out this weekend, by all means, please, we're encouraging people. It is very slippery out there. Ice is slippery. Yeah. So bring, if you have ice cleats or yak tracks, sometimes people know them as any type of traction for your feet, especially if you're doing the 5K. Obviously, people running and walking out there.
Caitlin,
bring along that traction.
Where can people go to find out more?
People can go to cleanlakesalliance.org, find out more, and we're hoping that you can join us this Saturday.
All right. Great. Caitlin, thank you very much. Brittany, thank you as well. We're coming back with more of John and Gordy in just a moment.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's House of Excuses. The next time you need a good excuse for being late to work or forgetting your spouse's birthday, just call the House of Excuses. We guarantee that we'll come up with a good excuse for you on the spot. Our guarantee is simple. If we don't come up with a good excuse for you, we promise to give you a good excuse for not coming up with one.
There you go. Simple as that.
Makes perfect sense to
92.
Me.
92.7 WMDX.
And this portion of the John and Gordy Show is actually brought to you by David J. Frank. They are your turnkey, one-stop landscaping resource, celebrating 65 years in business in Southeast Wisconsin. They take care of it all. Lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning. The, again, largest landscape contractor in this part of the state. With branches in Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha, just go to davidjfrank.com for more information.
Do you think they could help me get a yard? My yard is gravel right now.
Well, I'm sure they could, Sam.
Oh, great.
They can do it all.
I don't know. You know, out in Arizona, they have great gravel yards.
Great gravel yards. Great googly moogly.
Well, you never know, right? Depending on climate change, whether we get any rain anymore, gravel yards may be the way to go. That might be something I could have, you know, because I've already worn the grass off my yard.
Right.
So,
now we asked Dick to call back
if he can.
And Dick is on the line right
Dick
now.
Dick is here.
608-879-8255 is our number, 879-TALK. Dick, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, guys. So uplifting.
Yeah.
Everything we're discussing, right?
Yes.
You must be talking about Willie Becker.
Yes. Yes, Willie Becker used to give us a call all the time.
Yeah. Yep. He said, but in keeping with this uplifting stuff, you hear what Malcolm Nance had to say last week about this?
Oh, I don't know.
Hitler took power, it took him only 53 days to topple everything and, you know, become the fascist, wonderful leader that he was. So I figure we're at right about now, about 38 days out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this might be the quickest takeover ever, right?
I just thought I'd keep it on uplifting.
Thanks, Dick.
Well, I appreciate that uplifting possibility. All right. I'm going to finish that story, by the way.
We'll get to
I'll
it.
I'll finish it as soon as we get to Joe. I asked Joe to call back as well, so let's go to Joe.
And
thanks for giving us a call back.
Hi, Joe.
I will attempt to be uplifting, although, you know, your previous callers are right. There are plenty of reasons to be a bit concerned. The first thing I wanted to say is, in terms of your sponsor, I have used the services of David Frank Landscaping and highly recommend them. They're great. And I think it might be an interesting project for them to figure out what to do with the gravel that Sam has and to see if they could maybe produce. You know, say, okay, what can you do with this?
Yeah, Sam.
So okay. I would suggest that. The reason why I called, I wanted to, first off, great show today, and I would encourage people who are maybe getting, you know, listening to this in chunks to go back and listen to the podcast because there was some incredibly good information. And so just really good stuff. And I wanted to remark upon the knob that is informing J.D. Vance. I've forgotten the guy's name, who wants to dump democracy and go for a national CEO.
That's Curtis Yarvin.
I'm assuming that this would be a non-union shop, of course, that all of us would be in, and right. There would be a national CEO, right? No chance for us to have any input in this. Right. And I wanted to add into it, too, in terms of being, you know, trying to be a bit optimistic. You know, what do we do about all of that's going on? Musk and his little minions, he has, Wired Magazine has outed, if you will, six of the people that are young men that are working with Musk to basically steal our digital information, including, you know, the banking information, social security numbers, all of that information. And we don't know where this has gone and what's happened with it. And it's hard to think that there may be redress on the federal level now because, you know, Trump and the Republicans own so much. Mm-hmm. But I would encourage people, apparently the state AGs, nearly every state, as far as I know, has laws against digital data theft. Okay, this is a data theft. Yes. And Wired Magazine gave you those six names of those young men. I would encourage people to get those names and then just say, I understand that these people may have stolen my social security number, my data in my bank account, and I'd like you to address this. So that'd be one place to go. And the other thing I wanted to mention in this, we're speaking of kind of this larger issue of how do coups happen, how do you react, and there was a fascinating article that came out in December, and it was talking about the country of Poland. And I think Poland's awake. They sort of realize what may be ahead. Mm-hmm. And they have instituted a compulsory class that all the children from ages 14 to 16 in their schools have to take. And it's every week they have to go to compulsory gun training because they kind of fear Russia a bit. And this gun training goes beyond simply how to assemble and disassemble a gun and how to shoot it. It's things like first aid. It's guerrilla action. Hmm. What do you do in these kinds of action? They're basically saying to their 14 to 16-year-olds, you may be the last line of defense, so you better learn what you can do.
Wow.
So, and I think with the thing of it is they're awake. They realize, my God, what happens if this NATO falls apart and we're all by ourselves? What are we going to go for? And I thought it was an interesting wake-up to look at that. And so just keep going, people. Right. Hopefully Dick's wrong. We'll get a few more days than the 38 or however many he had mentioned.
Well, right. Thanks for that. I appreciate it,
Joe. Thank you for all of that.
And you did mention Elon and his group members, I think 19 to 25 years old. I have a little cut here on that. Why don't we play this? Let's hear it.
Alike, and thank God for Doge. They're looking at waste, fraud, and abuse. Just got access to Treasury payment accounts to showcase all of the fraud going on, billions and billions of dollars. They're already saving billions of dollars a day. We have to look at spending. We have to look at tax cuts as well. But it's very important. There are multiple factors that go into inflation. We have to recognize that and try to fight our way forward and grow the economy in a way that wages grow with the challenges we have ahead and that people can afford eggs and gas again. We can't do that right now until we fix the system.
Well, we
were just looking at a scrolling list of some of the products and companies that are going to be affected. And it seems like virtually every sector of the American economy potentially could be targeted by these tariffs and the tariffs that Mexico and Canada have now announced that they will institute against U.S. goods.
That's alike, and thank God for Doge. They're looking at waste, fraud, and abuse. Just got access to Treasury payment accounts to showcase.
All right. And, it's just amazing that this can go on during the day.
Yeah.
We're watching this as it's happening, and not a lot was done prior to that. At least we're starting to see the politicians getting out there and starting to say something. I was worried about the Democrats not being able to even form a sentence in regards to what is happening to our country right now. But they are out there in force, and they're finally getting their voice. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking a little bit about the influence on J.D. Vance, and that is Curtis Yarvin. And we had a few cuts earlier this hour. I want to play a few more here, not necessarily with Yarvin, but I want to quote him. Yarvin's recommendations for Trump. Get this. Sound familiar?
Strap in.
The sharp and sudden concentration of police powers. That's what we're getting. It means the president is basically taking direct control over all law enforcement authorities. A state of emergency is basically every state. Like ICE raids, normalizing police power, state AGs and DAs arresting teachers and administrators nationwide for violating Trump's anti-transgender rules. And by the way, those are rules. Those aren't laws. Mm-hmm. So how do you arrest people for something like that? You can't. In this, you might remember this quote from Trump, and he was warning us about this. This is how tough Yarvin wants everybody to get. This is cut two.
That the 950 is a misnomer because you can steal whatever you want, you can go way above. But you'd see, originally, you saw kids walk in with calculators. They were calculating. They didn't want to go over the $950. They're standing with calculators, adding it up.
Remember,
you know,
that?
These are smart people. They're not so stupid, but they have to be taught. Now, if you had one really violent day, like a guy like Mike Kelly, put him in charge, Congressman Kelly, put him in charge for one day.
One day.
Mike, would you say, he's right here, he's a great congressman. Would you say, Mike, that if you were in charge, you would say, oh, please, don't touch them. Don't touch them. Let them rob your store. Let all these stores go out of business, right? They don't pay rent. The city doesn't have money. It's a chain of events that's so bad. One rough hour, and I mean real rough, the word will get out, and it will end immediately. End immediately. You know, it'll end immediately.
And that's it. That's the rough power that he wants to wield over everyone immediately. And he has done that. A lot of people were triggered by just the issue of transgender individuals, my brother included. And I couldn't even believe he was saying this to me. You know, this is what worries him in the public schools. But that opened the floodgates for all this other stuff.
Sam?
He wants a purge.
Yes.
He wants an hour with no laws where people can just commit whatever crimes that they want.
Yes.
Apparently. Yeah. That's the plan.
That is the plan. Wow.
Yeah.
And then, of course, now he is taking credit for Mexico and Canada.
Yes.
Bending the knee to him when actually...
Well, they just delayed the tariff 30 days. They could still, you know,
they
go back
it.
On that.
But but actually, Canada had some plans in place
already
to hit the border.
Mm-hmm.
And they put a drug czar in.
Of course.
Wow. Yeah. That's a big expense by Canada. And then Trump folded and...
And Mexico...
And put a delay on the tariffs for Canada.
Yeah, Mexico is going to bring like 10,000 troops to the border to help out with border security.
Well, they kind of did that in December.
Right. I do.
So,
yeah. So that was already
It already happened. Yeah, yeah. And then he used that as an excuse to delay the tariffs for Mexico, knowing that it would disrupt the U.S.
Right.
Tremendously. Mm. Let's listen to a cut from the Mexican president down there. This is cut 18. This is from France 24, my new go-to site. France 24 in English, by the way.
Okay.
And they were able to translate what the Mexican president said. Not in this country. We only have subtitles for that. Oh, but let's go. Let's go with this.
We categorically reject the White House's slander of the Mexican government, claiming we have alliances with criminal organizations, as well as any intention to interfere in our territory. Sovereignty is not negotiable.
La soberanía no se negocia.
I proposed to President Trump that we establish a working group with our best teams, both from security and public health. It is not through the imposition of tariffs that problems are solved, but through talking and dialogue, as we have done before.
Well, that's kind of a grown-up, isn't it? That's how a grown-up would say it.
Right.
And the whole thing here is, you know, Trump in his first term negotiated this new treaty with Mexico and Canada. And apparently right. It wasn't a great agreement because now he hates it so much.
Got to do it again.
He's going to retaliate against both of them again. Wait a minute. You already agreed to this. This is what... never mind. All right. So anyway, the EU is now putting together their own packages, and we'll get to that at maybe after this break.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do want to mention this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. You can check them out on Madison's East Side location or West Side location, or just go to verlo.com. Be sure to ask about their lifetime comfort guarantee, and also ask him when Maddie the Mattress is going to be on the John and Gordy Show. We're anxiously awaiting. We are working on that, right?
Yeah.
Sam
sure.
is on the phone every day trying to get a hold of Maddie's agent.
Yes.
Get him in here. Okay. All right. Coming back with leftovers, tidbits, odds and ends.
And what the EU is planning about those tariffs.
Oh, yes. All that and more on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's a gas!
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Nice timing on that one. Mm-hmm. All right. We do have those leftovers, and I was going to tell you all about the European Union.
What are they up to lately?
They're getting ready. And they're preparing, and they must have taken my advice here on the show.
Well, they listened to us.
You know, I told them, please, you know, just unite, you guys. Get together.
Get ready.
And fight this thing. Don't acquiesce to the dictator. All right? Please.
Right.
By following through on Trump's tariffs pledge, Trump may also simultaneously break his promise to reduce inflation. Can you imagine that? Actually, I'm just waiting for that moment that we start seeing inflation again. And that means the same frustration he is facing from other nations might also spread domestically to consumers and the businesses. Now, let's listen to the EU. They're getting ready to impose their own hurt on the U.S. Cut 19. This is amazing. I'm so glad to hear this is happening.
Donald Trump has made it clear his threat of tariffs wasn't a bluff. And now that they're official for China, Mexico and Canada, the EU could be next in line.
We are treated so badly. They don't take our cars.
They don't take our farm products, essentially. They don't take almost anything.
Oh, just make it up.
And we have a tremendous deficit with the European Union, so we'll be doing something very substantial with the European Union. We're going to bring the level up to where it should be. And
the EU does export more than it imports from the US, though a trade deficit isn't inherently detrimental to a country's economy. In 2023, the bloc exported more than $500 billion worth of goods to the US, and it's been drawing up contingency plans for a trade war for months now, putting together a list of products it could hit with duties of 50% or more if negotiations were to fail. The EU now says it's ready to respond firmly, and leaders of the bloc are presenting a united front.
As far as the European Union is concerned, I can say that it is a strong economic area. It has its own scope for action, and building on this strength, we can clearly say that we will try to continue pushing for economic relations with the perspective of cooperation and collaboration.
Economists have been warning that tariffs would harm US consumers. On Sunday, Trump said Americans may feel economic pain from his tariff policies, but that it would be worth the price.
That's right. That would make America great again. That's how he's framed it. And of course, the cult, oh, yeah, well, that's great. Yeah, we'll suffer a little bit.
Sure.
For a long time, making America great at any cost, right? It's just
why not?
Truly amazing. And that cut was from France 24, my big fan guy here. I'm starting my own fan club.
You just go France24.com? Is that where, how do you find France 24? You dial it up on the satellite dish?
No, there's something called X, and it's out there. You can find it there. I haven't tried Blue Sky yet on that, but I hope to. The thing is, they translate everything.
Right.
Because a lot of it are closed captioned. You have to read the stuff. They post the story and everything, but you know, I can't do that on the radio. And France 24 is fantastic, and you get a European perspective on it. I think we need that.
I'll have to check that out. I watch BBC News quite a lot. Because you do get a world perspective there. Yeah, see what everybody's thinking.
How long before the John and Gordy Show gets their own fan club? If you're such a fanboy for France 24...
Well, I don't know. Somebody is putting up these flyers all over town.
That's right.
You know, I don't know. I've heard.
My son's girlfriend in Milwaukee took a picture of our poster, Sam goes around putting in restrooms.
Yeah.
In Bayview.
It's just
a little suburb, eastern suburb.
We're branching out.
Of Milwaukee. And on a electrical pole. So it was just beautiful. Gorgeous.
Why don't we make those available to all of our listeners, and they can put them up in their neighborhoods? You know, can we put something on the website?
The John and Gordy Force.
Yeah.
We'll go out there and start posting these all over.
John and Gordy Fan Club. We could get a decoder ring or something, you know, send out secret messages.
You know, I like that idea.
Decoder rings are, you know, I think they're coming back.
They could. We could make it come
back. We could
back.
Be on the cutting edge. Oh, here comes Catherine.
All right, there's Catherine.
We're going to get our own fan club going and hand out flyers and decoder. We're going to get decoder rings.
Can you buy a few of those?
Handing out flyers? There's nobody doing that. I don't know what you're talking about. That would be like an underground radio pirate thing.
Yes, it would be, wouldn't
They're
it?
They're popping up in all over Milwaukee.
What nonsense is this?
I'm not kidding.
There's nobody doing that.
Yes, it's fantastic.
Somebody sent us a picture from Bayview.
Well, you know, Doug's pretty busy out there in Milwaukee.
Doug's
and we appreciate that,
He's and you're a Milwaukee friend, right?
Yes. My Milwaukee friend is not doing that.
He's not hanging up posters for us?
No.
No, he hates us.
Well, I know Sam isn't. I would never want to incriminate someone like that.
He's a Trump fanboy.
Mm-hmm.
Good show. Fun.
Oh, thanks.
Did you have fun? You feel
well, except for the first 15 minutes.
I wasn't mad about that at all.
I know. You weren't beside yourself.
Heck?
Somebody pulled the plug or something.
Well,
Sam had to go to the back room.
Sometimes plug it back in? Oh, my God.
Sometimes the transistors and tubes need a restart.
Just got to blow on.
That's what we did.
A little impact maintenance. You hit it a couple times,
that's
and then
right.
it comes
get
back
the ball
to
peen hammer.
That's
going.
What I do.
Exactly. Hey, tomorrow on the big show, Mike McCabe will be here from our Substack buddy.
He's awesome.
He's going to talk about how building things is tougher and shows more strength than breaking things. That's the theme of his Substack article.
Got a lot to talk about, that's for sure.
Yes, and Stephanie Miller is coming up right around the corner.
With more stuff like this.
Yes. That's going to do it for us. Talk to you first thing in the morning. Have a great day.
All right, take care.
Morning in the morning, as we were saying.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.